What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. You might be asking yourself, John, hey man, why the hell you got an Apple? No reason. News. You know what people really, really love? Bloatware on their Android devices, specifically Samsung Galaxy S7 users, because you guys are getting even more of it. Multiple Reddit users are stating that in a recent update to their Samsung Galaxy S7 or S7 Edge, there was an app installed called DT Ignite, which is described as, quote, a preload platform for mobile operations to seamlessly manage applications installed at first boot and over the life of the device. In other words, this is just a very polite way of Verizon saying, hey man, go f*** yourself, huh? We're Verizon. We are making a ton of money by overcharging you for our service, and now we're going to make even more money by installing sponsored apps on your phone. You want to switch to another carrier? That's what I thought. Have a good day. On the last episode, I told you guys that Periscope will now allow you to save your live broadcasts forever instead of just a 24-hour period. And now they're going to add another feature that allows you to stream from your DJI drone, specifically from the iPhone app. So now you can stream footage from your drone. We all know at this point that Spotify has had plans to create their own original content, specifically video original content. And now they announced they will be launching 12 new shows based off of music and pop culture. Each episode of each show will be around 15 minutes long. And then after this batch is rolled out, they'll eventually roll out another batch that's based around comedy and animation. Like, can we zoom in a little? Okay, listen, I'm not sure how to say this, but Spotify, just if you're listening, no one cares about this, about you creating original video content. They don't want video from you. They want music. They want you to do that well. That's what you've been doing well. So please, proceed doing that. Oh, you know what else had a dedicated channel for this and created original content and it was going to be the next big thing? Snapchat. And they got rid of it. Because it didn't work. Again, on the last episode, we discussed and showed a leaked image of the Moto G along with some leaked specs. This episode, I got another one for you. How about the Moto X? According to the report and, of course, the leaked image itself, it appears we're getting an all-metal design this go-round with the Moto X, and also reportedly Qualcomm Snapdragon 820 and up to 4 gigabytes of RAM. Something that I would like to know, what's happening there? Like seriously, that thing is massive. With a camera that big, I should be able to see through you. We all know that China has a history of banning pretty much anything good on the internet, but also weird things like, apparently, it's a thing to watch women sitting in front of a webcam eating. That's apparently a thing. And now China has taken the step to go ahead and ban videos of people seductively eating fruit. So, Chinese viewers, this is where your journey with Front Page Tech comes to an end. Hey, pretty baby.
I've been waiting for so long, girl, yeah, to be with you alone, girl, yeah, yeah. Move your back against the wall, girl, don't be afraid, won't let you fall, girl, no, no, no. You don't have to feel no pressure, we got all the night, no stress, girl. Go ahead and get undressed, girl.
Okay, that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, hit that subscribe button down below. You can also follow us on Twitter, bam, right there, at Front Page Tech on Twitter. And I will see you guys tomorrow without an Apple. Hopefully. Maybe. I don't know. Can't make any promises.